Now, at this point, I need you to listen, particularly maybe any younger ones here, really quite carefully, okay? So I'm going to describe some animals, and I want you to tell me what the animals are. So there is a clue. They are all animals. So, are you ready? So I hiss. I can be poisonous, and I am long. I have a forked tongue, and I am, and I'm just going to get Mike. What do we think I am? Say that again.
A snake.
A snake. That's absolutely right. Okay, here's another one. So I am small. I can be scary. I have eight legs. I spin a web. And I am... Oh, we've got one over here.
Spider.
A spider. Very good. Go on, we're on a roll. Okay, so I live in Africa. I am yellow and brown. I eat leaves. Somebody knows it at the front already. I have a long neck. That's the giveaway. I am. Can you remember what it is? No, he's forgotten. Any more?
That's what giraffe do.
A giraffe. So the last one. This is a bit trickier. Our 18-year-old got this wrong yesterday. Sorry, 17-year-old, let's get the right age. I have four legs. I live in Africa. I am big and grey. I know what you're all thinking. I live in a river. I am a...
hippopotamus.
You're going to have a go.
Hippopotamus.
A hippopotamus, very good. Okay. Fiona's going to come and do us a reading now.
The reading for this morning is taken from Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The Lord said, "Ezekiel, son of man, I want you to stand up and listen." After he said this, his spirit took control of me and lifted me to my feet. Then the Lord said, "Ezekiel, I am sending you to the people of Israel. They are just like their ancestors who rebelled against me and refused to stop. They are stubborn and hard-headed, but I, the Lord God, have chosen you to tell them what I say. Those rebels may not even listen, but at least they will know that a prophet has come to them."
Okay, thanks, Fiona. So now, this is a slight unusual part of an all-age worship service. I'd like you to sit in absolute silence for about a minute. Quite tricky in this service, but... could we just be quiet for a minute and listen? Okay, that's quite amazing. That was about 45 seconds, and it's the quietest I've ever heard an all-age worship service. Would anybody like to, and I'll go deliberately to the younger ones first, would anybody like to tell me what you heard when you were listening? Did you hear anything when you were listening? No? Anybody over here hear anything when you were listening? Nobody wants to speak to me at the moment. We'll go this way. Oh, I've got some up there.
Behind
me. Go on, then. What did you hear?
I heard a baby.
A baby? Cool, Kath.
I heard a pigeon.
A pigeon. Okay, that's interesting. So the baby was inside church, the pigeon was outside church. Any other offers? Sorry, you'll have to say it into the mic, whoever it was.
Traffic,
yes. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? When we sit here, you initially sort of, as you listen, you hear things that are really close to you. And so we heard the baby. I heard a toy drop over on the left-hand side. And then as you quiet and you kind of zone in to what you might be hearing, you start to hear things that you might not normally hear when you're sat in this building. So somebody heard a pigeon. We heard traffic. And you don't normally hear those things if you're sort of sat in a busy service. So today, you might have guessed, our theme's going to be about listening, and particularly listening to God and hearing what he's saying to us. So in the animal quiz, what were you doing? You were listening to what I was saying, and you were hearing the words I said to describe the animals. And it's just like sort of when you were listening when we were quiet. Again, you are listening to just things around you and those things that you might not normally hear. So in the same way, there might be times in our lives where we're just so busy we're not actually listening. And we just need to give that bit of special attention to listen to what God's saying to us as we go about what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. And we'll come back to that a little bit later. So maybe it's not always easy to listen to God and hear what he's saying. And we might have worries or doubts, or we might not actually want to hear what's being said to us. You know, there are those times where the messages can be quite challenging. And if you think to the Ezekiel verses that Fiona read in the Bible, Ezekiel, he didn't have a problem listening, did he? Because he instantly, he listened, he heard what God said, and he stood up. We should have a picture, please, Toby. He stood up. And he talked to the people. But not everybody in the Bible finds it that easy to listen to God and then to respond to it. And we're going to look at, we're going to have a little story about one of those characters who found it quite difficult. And that character's Jonah. So Toby, we've got Jonah's story, I hope, which will appear. Oh, yeah.
God's story, Jonah. So part of God's story is in the book of Jonah, and it begins like this. God told Jonah, "Go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people they have been wicked, and they should stop being wicked, or I will destroy them." But Jonah got scared and decided to go to the city of Tarshish by boat. Tarshish is in the opposite direction of where God wanted Jonah to go. Can you imagine running away from God? Anyway, when the boat was at sea, God sent a storm. The storm was so scary that all the sailors thought the ship was going to be destroyed. So they threw a bunch of stuff off the ship. I don't know how less luggage was going to help, but that's what they did. While all of this was happening, Jonah was inside the ship sleeping. The captain saw him and said, "How can you sleep right now? Pray to your God and ask for help." Then the sailors decided to cast lots to find out who was responsible for the storm. Casting lots is a lot like the lottery. Except when lots are cast, whoever wins doesn't always really win. Like this time, when the lot fell to Jonah. The sailors asked him what he had done to cause the storm, and what they should do to make it stop. Jonah said, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. That will calm the storm." But the sailors didn't want to. They tried really hard to row back to shore, but the ship just didn't go anywhere. So the sailors apologized to God for throwing Jonah overboard. And then they threw him overboard. I don't know if they ever apologized to Jonah, but God is the one who made the scary storm. And if you're going to apologize to anyone, you should apologize to God. It's just a good idea in general. So as soon as Jonah was off the boat, the storm stopped. I wonder if Jonah thought to himself, "What am I going to do now?" Well, God had an answer. All of a sudden, a big fish swallowed Jonah. Yep, Jonah was now inside a fish. Things went from bad to worse real quick. Now, the Bible says a fish swallowed Jonah. We don't know if it was a whale or something else. But whatever it was, it had to be big enough to swallow a man whole without having to chew. Kids, always chew your food before swallowing. You're not a giant fish. Anyway, Jonah was in the stomach of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Can you imagine being stuck in a dark and stinky place for 3 days straight? Like a porta potty? Well, imagine being inside a big fish, dark and sloshy and really stinky. Basically, a porta potty with fins. After the 3 stinky days, God made the fish spit out Jonah. Actually, fish can't really spit. Jonah got vomited out. Vomit is also known as puke, barf, pearl, oatmeal seconds, upchuck, blown grits, Ralph, toss cookies, technicolor yawn, and chunder. Basically, the fish got rid of Jonah through its mouth. Do you get the idea? So while stinky Jonah was there on the beach, God told him a second time to go to Nineveh and tell the people to stop being wicked. This time, Jonah went to Nineveh. Listening to God is always a good idea. When he arrived, he told the people that God said they should turn from their evil ways. They believed him, so everyone, and I mean everyone, fasted and put on sackcloth. Fasting is when you don't eat and pray really, really hard. Putting on a sackcloth is putting on a sackcloth. Now, when God saw how they had stopped doing bad things and were really sorry, he decided not to destroy them. And that's the book of Jonah. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah ran away on a boat. Jonah got thrown off the boat to stop a storm. Fish swallowed Jonah. 3 days later, fish threw up Jonah. Jonah told people at Nineveh to stop being wicked, and they stopped. God didn't destroy them. And that's a part of God's story.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to just think a little bit about your week that you've just had. And if we've maybe in that week, maybe we've had doubts about God, about what we're doing, about how we're living our Christian lives. Maybe we found what he's asking us to do has maybe been hard. But like Jonah, what he asked him to do to go to Nineveh the first time around, he found hard. And he ran away. Didn't want to listen to that message from God. Or maybe at times through the week, we've got distracted by some of the things around us. So we've not listened. We might have run away. Maybe we've had a shiny new iPod given to us, or a car. Any of these things might distract us from what we should be doing in our lives for God. So if that's the case, and maybe it is for any of us, let's just take a time to say sorry to God, like Jonah did, but I'm not going to ask you to throw yourselves off a boat. We've just got some words that we can join in together. So again, if you say the parts in bold. So, dear Lord, we are sorry for when we have opportunities to learn and don't pay attention. Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you. We are sorry that when we know what we should do, we are afraid what our friends might say and don't do it. Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you. We are sorry when we think that living for you is too difficult and don't do what we know we should. Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you. We are sorry that so often we just allow ourselves to get distracted by all the good things we have. Computer games, iPods, friends, family, work, having fun. And forget about living for you. Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. Help us to live for you. And we thank you that you go on loving us despite our faults. We ask you to forgive us and give us a fresh start today. Lord, help us to listen. Help us to grow. And help us to live for you. Amen. And I've just lost got them. That's it. Charlotte, Ella, would you just... Charlotte, Eleanor, hello? Sorry, Kath. Sorry. Can I drag them here? Could you put this table in the middle for me? Just somewhere there. So I've got 3 props for the talk. Could you just put it somewhere central? Brilliant. Whoop. So I have a table. I have a large rock. Charlotte, don't go away. You can help me. And I have a hammer. There's only one hammer, so Charlotte will do. Thank you, Eleanor. So behave with your hammer. Do you want to sit down? Great. So, why have I got these things? What I would like you to do, Charlotte, is while I'm talking, just ignore me, okay? And occasionally hammer the rock. Just hammer it, okay? Don't need to do anything else apart from hammer the rock. So if you just kind of like, once in a while, go, okay? Try not to break the hammer. Okay, so just occasionally hammer the rock and I'll carry on. Is that okay? You all right with that? Yeah? Okay, so if today we've been thinking about sort of listening to and hearing God. And obviously listening to things can be quite hard when you've got hammering going on in the background. So hopefully you'll be able to listen to me as we go through this. And as we heard from sort of Jonah, you know, sometimes there might be times where we're quite reluctant to hear those things which are important. And maybe there have been things in our lives this week which we've been kind of reluctant to hear. Or maybe our mum and dad have told us things which we don't like. So does anybody want to tell me, maybe there's something that your mum and dad have told you don't like hearing sometimes? Are there things you don't like hearing? What don't you like? Do you not like it when they say something you like? No? No? No, no. So is there anybody want to share a piece of news that maybe has been told to them this week or in the last couple of weeks that they don't like hearing? Or they've been asked to do something you don't like to do? Oh, I've got somebody at the back. Thank you.
I don't want to tidy my room.
Don't want to tidy your room. That's a really good one. Go on.
Tidy my room as well.
Who doesn't like to tidy the room as well? Okay, we've got a flow of them now.
I don't like to eat my breakfast.
Oh, no breakfast. I'm not sure I'd cope with that. I have to have my breakfast. And I've got to go all the way to the back.
Come on, it's bedtime.
Come on, it's bedtime. Oh. So there are maybe several things that we might have heard that we actually don't like to hear. How are you doing, Charlotte?
I think I might break the hammer.
Oh, don't break the hammer, because that would be a disaster. So, just keep occasionally hammering the rock. You're doing a great job. Just occasionally hammer the rock. So sometimes there are those important things we don't want to hear. And it could be that, you know, sometimes in our lives we don't want to hear the good news of Jesus. And maybe other people around us don't necessarily want to think about that or don't think it's important to hear that news of Jesus. And they, you know, some of those people who don't want to think about God will quite often, you know, maybe will put themselves down as a Christian when they fill in a census form. So they think they're Christian, but then they don't want to think about God for the rest of the time when they're not filling in the census form. Or at other times, it could be that because those people simply haven't heard about God. So, you know, Ezekiel or Jonah, they were both being asked to go to talk to people who were actually Christian. They were going to talk to the Israelites. But those people weren't listening at the time to what God had to say to them. So God sent Ezekiel and Jonah to go and talk to them. So for a whole variety of reasons, there might be times where we're just reluctant or don't want to listen to what God's saying to us, like the Israelites at the time of the two stories we heard. How you doing? You keep hammering. So tell me, Charlotte. So how have you got on with hammering the stone?
I don't think it's broken at all, and I think I've broken the hammer more than I've broken the stone.
So, she's bashed the hammer, she's not broken the stone. Do you think, if you think about what I asked you to do, do you think it matters that you didn't break the stone?
Probably not.
That's right. It actually doesn't matter at all. Because what I asked you to do, what did I ask you to do?
Occasionally hammer the rock.
Occasionally, that's exactly the words I use. Occasionally hammer the rock. That's exactly right. So it didn't matter at all that you didn't break the rock, did it? Because I didn't ask you to do that. That's really good.
I definitely think I've broken the hammer.
The hammer's still all right, I think. But thank you very much, Charlotte. Give Charlotte a round of applause. So it didn't matter that Charlotte didn't break the rock. She just did what I asked her to do. So she listened to what I said. She heard it. And she acted on it, which is just brilliant. That's really, really good. And if you think about what the Bible and what Jesus tells us to go out and preach the gospel. And we listen to that and we hear it. And hopefully, you know, we will go out and we'll talk to people about God, about being a Christian. And people sometimes might be reluctant to hear that. They might not like it. And actually, we might get sometimes a hostile reaction. But does that really matter? I don't think it does. It doesn't matter a jot. What really matters is that we hear what God's saying to us, that we respond to what God's asking us to do, and then we leave the rest to God. So actually, just listen, hear, and leave the rest to God. And if we do that, then we're really helping God to do what he wants us to do. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to put, Toby, could you put a picture of a person up on the screen, would you? So does anybody know who this person is? David does. David, you're going to...
Faith Gordon.
Faith Gordon, very good. So this is...
Vanessa.
Faith, and Vanessa gets 2 points. That's really good. So that's Faith Gordon. Faith is a really interesting person. Faith is somebody that this church is supporting and is following. And Faith is somebody who has listened to God over many, many years. And Faith, next one, Toby, has been called to go to that country in green. That country in green is somewhere called Brazil in South America. And she's gone to work in a city, that's a distant view of somewhere called Recife in Brazil. And that's where Faith is working, and she's taking her daughter, Vanessa, there. Now, Faith's working with the slum communities, and she's particularly working with children in those slum communities. And it's quite challenging, and exactly what she thought she was going out there to do has changed over time, but she's persevering with it and keeping going. And our church, as you might know, is supporting Faith through our joyful giving, so we're actually sending money to help her with this work. But perhaps more importantly, or as importantly, we can support Faith through prayer. So just in a moment of quiet, I'll just say a prayer for Faith, somebody who's listened to God and has responded to what he's saying to her. So we pray. So dear Lord Jesus, we pray for Faith and her daughter, Vanessa, working for you in Brazil. We give thanks that Faith listened to what you wanted her to do. And we ask that you keep her and Vanessa safe and well. We pray that their work makes a real difference to the people of Recife. Amen.